Permaculture, noun. Permaculture is the conscious design and maintenance of agriculturally productive ecosystems which have the diversity, stability, and resilience of natural ecosystems. It is the harmonious integration of landscape and people, providing their food, energy, shelter, and other material and non-material needs in a sustainable way. I still clearly remember the day I decided to quit my job as an engineer in the oil and gas industry. I was at my computer and about to issue a request to have a multi-thousand-acre laneway of forest cleared in preparation for a new pipeline. With a flash of guilt and concern for the forest life, I hesitated issuing the request for a moment. On one hand, I disagreed with the destruction of the ecosystem, but on the other, I was an active consumer and petroleum products were the foundation of nearly everything I used and needed in my daily life. At that moment, an email from a friend arrived with a video link, providing the perfect distraction from my moral dilemma. I clicked through and started watching the 5-minute YouTube video, Greening the Desert, that would completely change the course of my life. It is the story about a man, Jeff Lawton, who had turned 10 acres of desertified and degraded land in the Dead Sea Valley into an oasis. I was amazed at what this man had accomplished, but confused by his final statement in the video. You can fix all the world's problems in a garden. Note that, at this point in my life, I had never grown a garden, or even been interested in gardening. The implication that all of the world's problems could be solved in a garden seemed overly simplistic, but there was something truly remarkable in that statement. Over the next few months, I became obsessed with understanding this metaphor and the idea of converting degraded landscapes into abundant ecosystems. I discovered that Jeff Lawton taught something called permaculture, and despite having invested 4 years of my life into studying engineering, the very definition of which is the discovery, development, or utilization of matter, materials, or energy for the use and convenience of humans, permaculture design filled a gaping hole. In addition to actually providing methods and principles for the design of human habitat through an ethical framework, it provided a profoundly positive key insight. In Jeff's metaphor, gardening meant engaging with our surroundings in a way that provided for us, yet enhanced and improved ecosystems at the same time. In short, we humans could be as regenerative as we are destructive. I wanted to be part of this revolution. A few years later, I found myself in a classroom on Jeff Farm in Australia on the first day of a permaculture design course. He walked in, wrote the words, "Evidence to Act" on the board, and started an exposé about how fragile the world really was. I knew it was bad, but as he described the global and accelerating trends of soil erosion, biodiversity collapse, ocean dead zones, food nutrient loss, peak oil, climate change, peak phosphorus, and more, I started to picture our entire civilization trapped between an immense cliff and a giant row of dominoes streaming off into the distance. Any one of these issues seems significant enough to cause a cascading failure, and in fact, in my daydream, I could already hear the ominous sound of tumbling far off in the distance. For an illustration of this terrifying thought, please see the PDF that accompanies this audiobook. The rest of that course and time spent on Jeff's farm led me through cycles of grief, denial of how bad things really were, anger at all those other people who either created the problem or weren't doing something about it, bargaining for some way I could just escape to a bomb shelter in the woods, depression at the hopelessness of it all, and finally acceptance that if I was part of the problem, then I could be part of the solution. I returned home with hope and a new mission. I was going to take responsibility and get my house and garden in order to show a better way and lead by example.